Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
There comes a time when you have to stop watching what everybody else is doing and personally pursue Jesus Christ for yourself. Not what everybody else is doing, not what everybody else is saying, but what you say. The woman says, she wasn't saying what anyone was saying in that crowd. She said, she framed her own speech. She says, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Not what somebody else said, what she says. The Bible says in Mark 11, any man can say to any mountain, be moved. And that mountain will move. It's not what someone say you're going to have. It's what you say you're going to have. Personally, when you pray, you have to believe that those things that you ask God for, you will receive it. When you pray, when I pray, I have to believe it's going to take my faith. In Mark chapter 5, this woman wasn't depending upon Jesus' faith. If you notice that, she wasn't depending upon anybody in the crowd's faith. She was moving upon her faith. She was moving upon her faith. She came personally. She pursued Jesus. She reached out and she touched Jesus. Jesus recognized. In a crowd of people. Now think about that now. Jesus recognized that someone touched him. Jesus recognized. So in a church, you can have thousands of people in there, and Jesus only recognized one. Just let you see that. Thousands of people can be in there. You can't be tricked. And only one he recognized. I saw it. I want you to see, it's not my pin on it. It's what the Bible is. Go back to Mark chapter 5. Because we want to make sure we don't waste our Sunday afternoon in church. But we touch Jesus and he recognized us. Look at verse 30. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in a crowd and says, who touched my clothes? Jesus, in a multitude of people all around him, and Jesus only recognized one person. Go to the next verse. You see it. But the disciple says to him, you see what? The multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? The multitude. The disciple were astonished that Jesus says that. Because to them, it's obvious that everybody touching him. Oh. You don't see that. You get that? They were astonished because Jesus should not ask that question. in a crowd, Jesus, everybody touching you. No. One. Hallelujah. Look at 32. And he looked around to see her. And he had come who had done this thing. Jesus looked, identified the woman in the crowd. And the woman knew that Jesus knew who touched him. Ooh, you can't tell me if I touch Jesus. You have no way of knowing whether I touch Jesus or not. But you know who knows? I know, and Jesus knows. Hallelujah. So somebody can criticize you all they want. They can say all they want to say. You know. You and Jesus know. You know you have a little talk with Jesus. You tell him all about your trouble. Hallelujah. It was you and Jesus. Amen. We had a little talk together. And Jesus tells me that it's going to be all right. So it doesn't matter what somebody else say. It doesn't matter whose opinion. The only opinion that matters is Jesus and me. Somebody reach out. Somebody did something in this crowd. Many people are singing and clapping and shouting in church, just like what was happening here. But only one person touch him. True faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not, or he had testimony that he pleased God. By faith, doing what God says, we please him. You can't please God unless you have faith. Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. We see the manifestation of that verse in this woman. She first what? Believe before she goes. What did she say? She says, if I do touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. I will be well. She believed first. He who comes to God must what? First believe. First, before you come. First believe. She believed before she went. She knew. And she carried out. I want to tell you this morning, when Jesus looks at us in this house, he sees our heart. There's a difference between attending church and encountering God. You must have a what? Encounter with God. Knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus, two different things. Knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus is two different things. We don't want to know about Jesus only. We want to know him. Being in the crowd not make you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being in the crowd does not make you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I gave you this message. Jesus says, follow me. What he says? Follow me and I will make you of man. He can make you unless you what? Follow him. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you in the image of the Lord of God. I will make you victorious. I will make you more than a conqueror. if you are what? Following me. Who are we following? Are we following Jesus? Are we following the crowd? Or are we following? Are we following Jesus? Are we following the crowd? Now let's think of the crowd now. And let's see who you're following. You're following Jesus or you're following the crowd. So we're going to be wise. Jesus people are wise. In a crowd, there are different characteristics in a crowd. A crowd of people assemble. And if you don't talk a lot, but just observe and listen, you will find out quickly. In a crowd, there's a group of distractors. They are placed in every crowd to distract you. They are distractors. Their only purpose is to distract you, to get you off your path. Distractors. You have made up your mind that you're going to do this for Jesus. You are excited about doing it for Jesus. And here what happened? As soon as you get in the crowd where you think everybody's supposed to be doing it for Jesus, you find out. They say, tell them what you're going to do. They say, they will take your mind and put it over here. Distractors. So you have to come from distractors. That lady weren't in that crowd. She knows distractors was going to be there. If she tell them what she was about to do, they'll push her away. They'll tell her to go back home. But she focused. If I could touch the hem of his garment, she had a focus. Do not let distractors in a church take you off your focus. You got to stay focused on what you're supposed to do. Why you have to come out of the crowd? Secondly, there are doubters in that crowd. We know, we could see that. Because the first thing the disciples says, are you crazy? What are you saying? There's so many people here, and you're going to talk about you have a touch? Somebody touch you? Doubters. You were just about to make it. And the doubters kill your faith. They will tell you story that will kill your faith. They will tell you some stuff that happened 20 years ago to kill your faith.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.